Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro. I hope you're all having a great night. We are getting close to that time of the year with the veil on the working. So I know a lot of individuals are having energy going. We've been working on helping each and every person has those people there and working on the reading. This is a perfect time to schedule that reading and get yourself in with the work. You want to make sure you get more than just a sample of the reading. As you guys have known here from the radio show through the years, we've been able to help each and every one of you. We'll be doing the phone here in a few minutes, picking that up and making sure. And I hope that you're having a great time. I want to talk a little bit about the moons. We all were discussing this a little bit earlier today. And, you know, as you guys heard from the radio show, we were also making sure that individuals know about the blue moon. This is a very strong time for those who are working out and handling some of it. You know, it has been used. It means not, you know, we all know that it means not very often, right? It's been described, it looks, you know, for different reasons, and it turns that color, which is why we have dealt with this for years of it. It's during this time to work with those karmic energies, you know, those who are handling some of the things that you went through and making sure that you're dealing with those type of things that were not maybe, how do you want to say, always eventful or working out. You want to make sure that you're getting that time. You know, it's a time that the second one that's coming in. You know, the first one was the harvest moon. We dealt with that on October 1st, and it will be there working with your energy. And it's something that's, you know, it only happens like every 18 or 19 years. So those of you who are dealing with the energies and things, make sure you get a hold of someone. So find out why the guides are doing this. We want to make sure that you're getting that correct thing, because spiritually this does affect it. 90% of your body is water, and you want to make sure that you're getting that proper answers from your guides. And I've had individuals tell me that it also is a time that they will feel this going with. This is a time with ghost hunters. You'll see other individuals. This is a time of experiencing those oddities that go there, which is, you know, this time right following, you know, coming on Halloween is going to make it very strong for those of you. So I hope you're all having a great time. Remember to catch me at psychicjethro.com. For those, we've got given away a couple prizes. We're adding more things and adding out with it. Those of you tonight that are contacting, make sure you connect with your guide so that you're feeling that. And I'm going to give a little bit of an exercise, then we'll go ahead and pick up those phones and get to those readings. We do give a mini reading here so you can kind of see how it is. And I Psychic Jethro, will be giving the readings with my guide's help and spiritual light. But I was at a young age, had a drowning accident, and was after that ability, have abilities after that accident. And you can see here, I'm having a little bit of mercury, so that communication is very different, but it's also a good time to make sure and get a reading. I have had quite a few successful work with people that are meditating and using that light energy right now to make sure you're bringing in that full vibrational yin and yang balance of that positive energy of the light sun, very much male energy, very much breathing in, doing it into the full vessel of the body. A lot of individuals think that you can breathe in and do your heart chakra and go. That is a good relaxing, and it's, you know, it's very good to, as they say, breathe. But one of the things you want to make sure and do is that you're bringing in that vibrational also down into those root chakras, making sure that it starts with that first chakra with the sun, and then after three really strong breaths of holding that into the count of seven, so that's actually breathing in, holding it down there till seven in that root chakra at your tailbone, and releasing out through the mouth, complete breaths, relax once again three times. Then you also go and do the moon energy. You want to be doing that female energy. This is a perfect exercise right now to be able to find and know what those career and event, bringing in that energy. And you're doing the moon energy, you visualize a very positive, full, silver moon, you know, and I know we just talked about the blue moon, but you want to visualize that light, really vibrant energy as the moon is being reflecting down on the earth and giving you that full vibrational. We all know that the full moon brings out energies, makes people go things, so make sure as you're breathing this in, you relax, release it, Do the same thing for the next other six chakras. As you move up into the sacral, you will begin to feel some sensation right there, because this is empowering you for the year. So you want to make sure that you keep breathing in relaxed after you have done the same exercise with all of the chakras, moving from the root all the way from the sacral to the emotional solar plex, onto the heart chakra, to the throat, to the sixth chakra, the third eye, and then on to the seventh, the crown chakra. As this is going, takes about 15, 20 minutes, you will feel very alivened and worked by doing both energies. This is the time now to relax and, you know, visualize then a very beautiful sky, very clear sky with a few clouds, and just relax. Do not think too much on it. Just relax, feel that opening. At this point, you know, spiritually ask with your guides, you know, saying, my higher power, my light entity, my work with the higher creator of the universe, show me and sense with me the work that you want me to do. And use that word. You want that word. And you'll be amazed at some of the things you get. And this is also clearing you for those of you who want to have a reading, so that you do it. When you go to your reader or whoever you're having do the reading, come with that open-mindedness. Let the person do the reading, and they will ask questions and then correlate, because the guides are there more clear. This is something that, you know, we don't oftentimes have that time because of stress, but you want to definitely do that during these next couple of days up into November 3rd and 4th as we clear out of this moon. I'm going to go ahead and open those phones up. I want to speak with you, 856. This is Psyche Jethro. How are you today? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is Psychic Jethro.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. I was beginning to wonder, you'd forgot me and went out shopping at McDonald's or something. I was like, where did she go?
How are you? It's
wonderful.
Maria.
Oh, my gosh, Maria. Long time no talk. I'm so happy. Yay.
Yeah. Whatever you can get, give me or God, or either job-wise or moving or whatever you got.
I love it. I saw a lot of energy around you. Long time no talk of my wonderful Italian friend. I feel the energy is, they said there was a shift and a move, that you had been working on some things that had to change for you, you know?
Right.
I feel that you have, I did see that it was better things there. You know, the old joke, you see the rearview mirror in the past, this is done. You've gotten through this drama. Now it looks like there's a new place. I felt like you've got a place you're looking at moving, or there's something that you're shifting from where you're at.
Yes. Trying to shift.
It's going to happen, but it's going to be a very good, like, they go pop, like it shows me them shooting you out like champagne, and you going, you know, I'm finally glad to be able to be where you want to be. They are talking about love. The guides are telling me that you have wanted and needed someone who would be there for you in that time of work in this. I feel like you have people that are trying to maybe keep you or something. There's a little bit of a problem there about where you are.
Keeping me from the relationship or trying to get me to the relationship? Neither is one, or my family.
I would say family. That's what I feel. I feel like they are trying to help, maybe, or trying to orchestrate what they want. And I feel you're like, yep, and then you're doing what you need to do. I feel like it's like you both have ordered something, but it's not the same meal for Marie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, there is a person or something that has, I feel like that has went through some change or transition, and I feel that you have kind of, I don't want to say held out, but you've kept yourself looking at where this could work out for you.
Right.
And they said that this is also becoming even more construed, more able to be what you need to have happen. Can I get that person's name? Is it okay to share that name?
Sure, Ralph.
I got to say, this person is a little bit, had some things in their life, went through it, but there's a real strong love between you two that can't be denied, but it's sometimes hard, and I feel a little frustrating to get it to act itself out where it's supposed to go.
Right. True.
And I am feeling that you've had some other turns or twists, something here. Is there another person that tried to maybe date him, or is there someone that you feel, I feel like there's been something there that is not all the way, like I feel like you two maybe have gotten a little bit of an exchange, or you both decided here, and then this, there was a time you guys were apart, or there's something there?
Yeah, he's overseas, and there's a brother's girlfriend, she thought she could get him away from me, and she already has a boyfriend, a brother, or an ex-wife.
Wow. You never keep me bored, and all the years you call me, I love you, because I got this, and I saw this person standing back, and she's confused. I don't think they're going to rekindle that. I mean, the thing that's hilarious is it kind of served him a little right, because when he went there, then he really realized that what he had with you, because you really love him. But I do feel that it's that time and a cross. Now, they showed me you working. Now, are you moving to a state, or are you actually trying to move back?
Probably to move back there, or different state or different area here, or the same state in the same area. Depends how he's working it.
That's what I did see a really beautiful thing here that I will tell you that I saw you eventually back there. But it is exactly, it has to come from the real love and the work that you two both are working out for each other, and that looks like 2021. You've got me a little nervous because he's in Italy, correct?
Right. And
well,
he knows I'm coming back next year.
Yep.
I'm going back next year. He kind of knows now after I told him after a couple months I got the ticket.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I love that. And I've been so prayers for what's been going on with the COVID and the things, and I do know that it'll be beautiful there, that, you know, Rome and Venice is where I saw, and I would love to go to Florence and other places there. It's just very strong, positive, you know, place. And they showed me that this is going to be able to clear the air with this and the other work. I saw you one move. I felt like that right now you look at where you are there a little bit and do a situation around out of the situation that's been going on. I feel that it's needed for you. Are you okay? I feel like a lot of breathing. I can hear you. Are you? It feels like
just stressed, and he's not communicating with me, talking to me right now, so. Gave him his birthday card and all that, and he still didn't communicate. So I was wondering if he's going to call me soon, tell me that you got the letter saying that I'm coming home.
He's a stubborn kid. I feel like he, you know, and he's always known that his energy, and I feel like he's a little upset, frustrated with something else. I don't think that he's worried about with you, and unfortunately, you kind of spoil him through the years that he knows you're always there, you know? But I just.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him handling something there. There's something going on with him, with whatever has been going on for a while there, not handling, not getting things dealt with, and making sure that he got his own relationship cleared out for where he needs to be, you know?
Right.
Because,
if she comes across me and there's going to be an issue. He said there was going to be a World War III. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you two, you guys have that passion where you swear you're going to knock each other in the noggin and then you're back hugging each other and in love. And what I saw, the really intense thing was that I do feel that there's a little bit of him wanting to be able to deal with you on a basis that he doesn't feel like it's easy for him with the long distance. And I don't know if he's deliberately setting back, but I saw he did get a few of the things, and he's just sitting there going, is she really going to talk with me, or is this really going to be where we can work out where he doesn't like the fact it's long distance.
Yeah. Well, he put me through that, so. what's that? How you say it? Words speak louder louder than action, whatever that saying.
Yeah.
So.
What I felt, and I love you dearly. I definitely go on psychicjester.com. Let us know, you know, where the thing are. You won a 15-minute come to our Halloween party. It's on Friday, and I'll send you that if you go into psychicjester.com, so I can send you the WebEx link, and You can join us. It'll be 3 p.m. Our time, so 6 p.m. Eastern, and you could come and say hi to all of us on Friday the 30th, if you would.
All right, cool. I will. I'll do that.
We love you, and happy blue moon's coming.
Thanks, you too. Be safe.
Thanks. You too. Blessings to you. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're here reading and having fun. I know a lot of you have asked, what else have we got going? We got a lot of things. Remember, Santa's going to go wild. So those of you tuning in and putting it in, you can win some big things like those have won a Psychic Jethro, I Need You for a Year. And that is actually 4 one-hour readings in the year. So you can use those however you want. I've had a lot of people say they like the quarterly, so they'll be able to use those. Those readings will be there, and you will win that Psychic Jethro, I Need You for a Year. Go to www.psychicjethro.com, put in, and then we're going to pick a winner when Santa comes to Psychic's Gone Wild, and one person will win 1 hour readings for a year. Amy can tell you in Florida, she won it last year, and it's real. She has 4 vouchers, and can anytime she needs Psychic Jethro, she contacts me. She gets her hour reading, and it works out real well. Those are not limited to a year, so you can use them whenever you want, but it's nice to have that psychic on call when you want that hour. So all of you that are listening in tonight, remember that. Put in the www.psychicjethro.com because we're giving out other prizes. We have those of you who know that I'm doing the work and helping with the Pampered Chef and getting out the things. We are going to be giving away some cinnamon and vanilla here a little bit later on. One of the best products for this time of the year. And friends are asking me, Jethro, how do I get to in and know where everything's at? You go to Psychic's Gone Wild Room. Right there on Facebook. It's a private room, and everything's always shared in there. You can hear Anne Sablon. You can hear Debbie Paul and Psychic Jethro, and many more are in there. So don't wait. Go do it now. Let me grab that other phone. We got a 213 caller that's sitting here, and this is Psychic Jethro. How are you today? You got me live on the air.
Hey, Jethro, it's Wendell.
Hey, no long time no talk, Wendell. How are you doing down there in that wonderful Southern California wildness?
Just still breathing in all the fire, you know, the smoke from the fires. And okay, surviving.
I'm glad to hear from you. I worry about you. You know, all of us have had to put on things. I was going to Palm Springs, and then later I had some friends talk to me, you know, on down farther past Los Angeles, and I thought of you. I've been doing little prayers because I know that it wasn't easy down there. I was a little concerned. You know, you're a very good person, and they work, and I know that sometimes, you know, we're all in this together. It's just so it's a time. That's where this, you know, it's been really good to be able to keep the connection in. What can I do for you, Wendell? What would you like me to read today?
Well, you know, I'm having the possibility of moving. I'm thinking about doing it. I've been looking. I think the time is right. I'm almost pinpointing November, finding it. But I've been looking, just haven't found the right spot as of yet. Something a little bigger, you know, that type of thing. And you know, whatever else you want to tell me.
Okay, well, and they're talking here. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychic's Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. And they're telling me that there is very much a strong energy of you having the move. It didn't look like it kind of come through until about the 15th of November. It looks like you're, and that's a smart businessman. You're putting together the things and working out with it. I did see there is something with the love and the relationship with you, that there is a lot of energy towards people with it, but I don't know if these are all people that you want to date. I saw people that are connecting to you or trying to connect and then falling off. I feel like you're going through an energy where people are wanting to be attentive and you're like, this may not be, or this is. And then I saw a little bit of hurt in you and the fact that you're ready to move to a level that's more loving, you know, a more karmic. You want something more meaningful than, shall we say, just a physical attraction. It has to be something there where you feel the connection.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that I was dealing with, Steven, you know, since this pandemic thing has gone on for the last 6 months, we haven't talked. So I've pretty much just kind of mentally, I think I've moved on. You know, there's a little bit of part of it that kind of, I think, is still holding on a little bit, but still looking forward, I guess you could say, in the meantime. You know, I have met other people, you know, but there's a guy named Rhea, but I don't know. I think that's more professional than it is. You know, it's more business than it is, you know, casual.
I felt that this is friendship, and I do think that still looking for your guides are saying, and this has really put, you know, the whole, like you were saying, COVID, but I saw this put everything of a little bit on layaway, where these are nice, these are people, but this is not feeling the right acclimation for what's going to happen. And they did say something really beautiful for you, is that the guides have worked out with this, you know, here we are coming into November 11th, and it's going to be a very spiritual day for not only twin flames, but also a spiritual day for bringing in that life, making that relationship. So people on November 11th, 2020 are having that energy. I did see some things really coming together where you have a spiritual connection with the person, Stephen. I saw some things where you go this, you feel this, and it gives you the answer of where next to go. You and tonight with psychicjethro.com, you have won a, which is cool. You've won yourself a turquoise ring, which is a male's ring. I will send that to you. You can go on there and put your private information, and we'll send that over to you. And what I am being told with it, they said for you to take that ring out in the energy. Turquoise isn't just a male energy to bring about protection, but in our Native American way, as you know, with the other energy, it's also to bring about prosperity and work. I saw your connections and this moving when you did go, this was going to be there. There is, seems to be something connected about you and him being able to have a life and workforce. Is this something that you in the relationship, I feel like once you do the move, it'd be even greater to have connection there. I don't know why, but I felt there's something connected with Stephen and your move business-wise.
I don't know. I mean, we had long ago, we had talked about, you know, business, but, you know, nothing really came of it. So, I mean, with being separated and not being able to talk with each other, I mean, I'll have to talk to you more about what had gone on in the 6 months off radio, I guess you could say.
No problem. Yeah.
It's quite much, but, you know, in the meantime, I think I've accepted everything for what it is. And, you know, I'm just reaching, I mean, I'm at the point where, hey, if it happens, it happens, you know, and if it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, just move forward. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know. Before, you know, I got on the air with you, I asked my guides, I said, you know what, I have a few questions. I said, I wanted to find out about Stephen. Will we reunite? Will we come back together, or will I meet somebody new? You know? And I told them one thing about the move too. I said, will I be moving? You know? So, but what I'm going to try to do with the move is I'm going to, because the way I'm in the fashion industry, and you know, everything's kind of really slowed down, the economy, because of the way the COVID lockdown is that we have here in Los Angeles. So businesses are not running in full capacity, and you know, of course, our trade shows are all shut down. And I'm still working, but you know, it's just the second time shutdown is a lot slower than the first. So what I wanted to do, rather than I would love to keep my business separate, you know, from my home. But I think what I'm going to do, and I've been really, really considering it, is bringing my business into my home. And therefore, that's why I'm moving into a bigger space, which is like a two-bedroom or something, two-bedroom with a loft or townhome or something like that. So that's what I've been looking into.
I feel that, and I will tell you, it's good that we will talk definitely off the air with the other, because that new love, the other relationship, is connected to that whole strength. So either way, it's going to go. What I am feeling, and I thought really strong for you, is they said that Christmas time there will be a person in relationship for you, and that's part of why, you know. And I was glad that as we're giving away the prizes, you want something that's going to be very good for the way of it, because you're a strong person. Some people, you know, it's not like an opal. Some people, you know, Scorpios, we can't even have opal. There's different people that can wear opal, and it does work because of what it resonates.
Right.
What I like with yours is this is a positive business thing, and it's also a very good positive energy for you to have the blessings and be with that person. I will let you know that they showed this energy is going to happen regardless. It has to finish, and it'll be interesting when we talk in private where we can really get intimate. Those of you know, and we talk very intense when they get in the relationship, which over the radio, we're a PG rating. So we've got to go with it. And Wendell, thank you so much, and I've got to run, and I'm so glad you called in.
Okay, so I have to go to the website and put my info in?
Yes,
is that what you want me to do for the room?
Yeah, please. It's at www.psychicjethro.com, and just put the information so that we know where to mail it. I had a lady tease me. She goes, but you're psychic. And I said, yeah, but I need a physical address so I can send it to you. So definitely, you know, put it in there. And congratulations. Thank you for calling the show. It's good to talk to you, dear friend.
Okay, I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're having a little bit of a fun night tonight with those of you that are tuning in. We will be giving away some of those classes for those of you who put in there, too. So stay tuned to it. Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, me and Debbie Paul will be on, and we'll be giving away classes. Someone had a really good idea with I do my WebEx, and someone had wrote me the other week ago, and I think it was Janella is her name. She had wrote and wanted to know why couldn't we do those as prizes? So we're going to do that. If you want to meet all of us or see us, WebEx is the way to do it right now with the COVID. So we have a Friday 3 p.m. Pacific class. So what we'll do is we'll give it away tomorrow. So any of you that are putting in for it, you can be able to come into WebEx and see us. It's always private. What the fun thing about it is you're going to get to meet and see that, you know, Anne, who's on here with her mediumship work, Psychic Jethro with his progression work, meaning I see the future, and you'll be able to also meet Debbie Paul and her angel work, which does readings and cards, and gives you that community for the month of November. So you will win the month of November free, at no charge, Psychic Jethro's classes. So we're going to be talking about twin flames for those of you know this Friday. And those of you who haven't had a chance, go in and check out if you'd like to join our Halloween party. Click on that link there that's a $15 class and be able to come in for that class on the Halloween party will be the 30th. You know, we don't have to wear costume. Those of us will be in costume. I did tease a couple of the friends that will be on WebEx. It's a little harder for you to take pictures because they, you know, you've caught me on Zoom and it's a little spooky. We're going to be having fun, laughing. We're going to be giving away prizes there in the room with the ugly ducking. So you definitely want to be on the website. The thing that we do is that, you know, we pick the duck. It has a number under it and you win the prize that will be sitting there on the table. So there's no skill set to it. It's actually just picking one of the ducks. You can do it over WebEx because you can look and say the you know, this duck, that duck, and we will turn it over. You will see and win. So those of you who know that we've done this for years through Psychic's Gone Wild, I welcome all of you. Remember, Psychic's Gone Wild room is where to make those other contacts. I thank all of you. I love you dearly. We are back on the air prime time, and you got Psychic Jethro here. So this is the only place you can catch me and get that free time. So definitely utilize that 516-453-6081 for those work. One winner in Christmas time, December, as you know, will be getting that $500 prize of Psychic Jethro, I Need You Now. They'll have 4 one-hour readings as a prize, and they will be able to use them anytime in the future for 4 one-hour readings with Jethro. It's a very intense, good gift, and I've loved it. As Amy will tell you from Florida, our past winner, I can tell you that Tonette was one of our winners for a half an hour reading last week, and so just keep tuning in on them. You never know, as you listen here, we will send you an email as you win. I want to thank all of you that have contacted me on the site, and I'm having a little bit of trouble, and the only reason is it's just a very strong emotional energy day. So those of you know, it's it's very strong. This is the time you want to set up a reading. Make sure you're ready. Halloween is, you know, a very busy time for me as Psychic Jethro because of the veil and people wanting to talk to the other people on the other side. I have been really having a long, strong day, and I love all of you guys. Definitely help our sponsor, and you'll see the link there at jsmith52, Pampered Chef. Do me a favor, go in, click something, do something, help us with it. I had a friend tell me, she goes, you know, they've got prices from $2 things all the way up to, you know, a little more if you want to spend that. But it's a great way to help the show, keep us going, help you going. And any of you who want to do the opportunity, become a consultant, contact right there. We're doing a 50% discount almost. You can do that and you will be able to do a at-home income and I will help you. So you will meet me on the other end of the business end of this. So definitely, I hope you guys had a great time. Stay wild. It is the way to be. This is Jethro, and I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific when Debbie Paul goes wild with the angel. Stay wild. It is the way to be.